Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome back to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. I'm your presiding minister, Angela McCurdy, Chicago-based poet known as Sister Poochie. And first, before we start, I want to give God and our Lord and Savior all the honor and, for lifting my body up so that I can come back to you today. This is a very special day. We are going to be celebrating Jesus' birthday. You know, every one of us has a purpose in this world. There's a reason why you were born, and God knows that reason, and Christ knows that reason. So we need to keep a close relationship with our Lord and Savior Christ, and so he can direct our paths to find out exactly what does God want me to do while I'm here on earth. All right, now everybody gets a great party for their birthday, and we're going to have a great party for our Lord and Savior's birthday for today. Before I get started, though, we're going to go over to church announcements. Bible study every Wednesday night will be starting July the 7th between 7 and 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. Let me verify that date. I'm sorry. It's July 4th. July 4th, Bible study. Between 7 and 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Y4C and the segment with Minister Hovak will be announced, and it will be announced later on in this month. After today's show, I'll be going on a sabbatical, and so if you need prayer or if you need to talk to someone or if you need have any questions about your walk with faith, please contact the counselors at Spiritual Counseling at SisterPoochie.com. All right, now I'm going to get started with the show. I extended the show a little bit because this is, to me, a great symbol of what Christianity is all about. I know the power is in the resurrection, but the birth of Christ and the miracle of his birth and how he was born and the things he had to go through as he was coming into this world, you know, Herod wanted to kill him. You know, he's been on a hit list ever since he's been in this world. But he, you know, God wrapped himself up in flesh and came down here and showed us exactly how to act and how to behave. And we should use that blueprint as we travel through our lives and make sure that we are acting in accordance to God's will and also listening to his will. So before we get started really partying with Christmas music, I want to give you a very special piece by Alanna Redd, and it's called A Love Letter to the Son, because I myself, and hopefully everyone else, is so grateful that he was born on Christmas Day.
I thought this would be so easy, but it is so tough. I love you gratefully, but in all of the love I have for you, it isn't enough. My life is a stain because you made the ultimate human sacrifice. You died in the flesh to save my spiritual life. I don't do enough to show you appreciation in return, but I'm trying my best to glorify you with my entire life before you return. Oh, Jesus, my shepherd, help me to prepare and to be prepared as a willing servant to spread the good news about a man born as a Savior who more than proved that love itself is the light of the way. You gave me a special joy and you took every one of my burdens away. My walk is a daily lesson in learning to love you increasingly. You are the Son of God. You are the King of Peace. Let me examine my love for you in the words of this passage. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. I'm not a married man, but to have this kind of love for any human is in itself a charge of great responsibility. You love me and others like me so much that you gave up your life for me. By my own deeds alone, I'm not worthy, but thank God for his loving grace. And I thank God for you in my praise, that your blood was shed to save my soul. So I hold onto the holy word of your promise. And thank you so much for never leaving me homeless. No matter where I am or where I go, I know that my home is in the kingdom of heaven, sitting next to you, sitting next to the Father. You are my breakthrough, the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus, thank you for paying the price.
Okay, that was a love letter to the Son by Alanna Redd, and I know that we all who are washed in the blood of Christ feel that way. Thank you so much for everything that you did in this world for us, dying for us, getting us reconnected with God. The list goes on and on, and you can do nothing but be joyous today. Today is not about Santa. Today is not about buying gifts. It is about the birth of our Lord and Savior. And I will challenge anyone that has not accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior to give your life to him this Christmas day. That will be a beautiful gift. He would be so happy. Just turn your life over to him and let him guide you through all the obstacles as we make our journey home. And that's what the name of the ministry means, as we're on our journey home, and that home is heaven. The home is to be with the Father and the Son. So, all right, I'm going to start preaching, right? Okay, let's get ready for the party now. Well, first up on the mic is Rosalind, second up is Rosalind, and she's going to be singing Let's Get Ready for the Party.
Thank you.
was Let's Go to the Party by Rosalind. And if you want to contact Rosalind, you can contact her at RosalindTMGArtist.com. And if you want to contact any of the artists that have ever been played on the show, you can go to www.SisterPoochie.com. Sister Poochie is spelled SisterPoochie.com. There we have many resources, and I want you to start looking for some wonderful changes that the ministry is going to be doing in 2012. But until then, let's go to Ding Dong Merrily on High by the Cathedral Choir. The Cathedral Choir. And if you want to reach them, you can reach them at www.drewscent.com. And now we're going to go to the lines because we have a special surprise for you. Hello, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hello, everyone. This is Sister Dolores Sproul Clemens from Chicago, Illinois. How are you today?
I'm beautiful. I'm Brit. I'm blessed. And yourself?
I feel blessed. It's Jesus' birthday. I'm excited.
Oh, yes. The greatest gift we could ever get.
Ain't you telling the truth?
Yes,
you're telling
it is.
The truth. And I heard you have a special gift for him today.
Yes, I would like to sing O Holy Night.
Well, you have the floor, my sister, and please bless us with your music.
Thank you. Holy Night, those stars are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth. Lo, lay the world in sin and error and folly, till he appeared and the soul felt his worth. A thrill the weary world rejoices, a yawning break, a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees, oh, hear the angels' voice. Christmas morn. Oh, no.
Beautiful. And a cappella, too. Thank you. That was absolutely wonderful. That was
Thank
wonderful.
You.
I felt
Thank
the spirit
you.
In that. And, you know, that's the best thing that we can do is fall on our knees and hear
yes.
those angels and worship
yes.
our Lord and Savior. So thank
yes.
you so much for picking that song to share
it's,
with us.
It's all God. And it's an anointing that God has blessed me with. I'm so elated to be able to share it with the world.
Well, I'm going to let everybody know in the world. Sister Dolores Sprouse Clemens is from the Chicagoland area. If you want her to do a performance at a church event or come to your church and sing, I want you to email Sister Pucci at SisterPucci.com. That's SisterPoochie at SisterPoochie, and we will get the message over to her for sure. Okay.
Thank
so,
you.
You're welcome.
And be blessed. Okay.
You be blessed. Merry Christmas. And we're going to keep
Thank
rolling
you.
With the show. And thanks for calling in and blessing us.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, you know I just love when the saints call in. I love when the saints call in. It always lifts me up no matter how I'm feeling worship and to just celebrate with other believers. That's about it. What else can you say? Let's go. Next up on the mic is Joy to the World, and this is by the Hit Crew.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing. Let men their songs employ, while fields and floods, rocks and hills and plains, repeat the sound of joy, repeat the sounds of joy, repeat, repeat the sounds of joy. Joy to the world, the Lord is come, let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing.
All right, Joy to the World. It was Joy to the World by the Hit Crew. And again, if you want to reach them, you can reach them at www.com. drewscent.com. All right, you're listening to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. We did a little extended show today because we're celebrating Christmas, which is the birth of our Lord and Savior. It's very, very important to acknowledge him coming into the world, because if he never came into the world, he would have never died for our sins. So we, even though we recognize Easter, we also have to celebrate his birth. And everybody gets a birthday, and everybody gets a party usually on their birthday. And today we decided to turn the ways over to Jesus and celebrate him. Now we got a special Christmas dance mix by our resident DJ, DJ Frankie Vibe. And if you want to reach him, you can reach him at www.facebook.com/Frankie.Vibe. All right, here we go. Everybody get up. This is time to get happy. Dance, clap your feet, snap your fingers, whatever you need to do, and let's celebrate our Lord. Here we go.
Hey, this is DJ Frankie Vibe, and I want to wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Christmas from DJ Frankie Vibe. Christmas, everybody, from DJ Frankie Vibe.
That was the special Christmas dance mix by our resident DJ Frankie Vibe. He actually has his own ministry, and he does have that mix for sale. So if you want to contact him, just go to our website, www.sistapoochie.com, spelled S-I-S-T-A-P-O-O-C-H-I-E, to get all of his contacts, as well as the time of all the different shows that he puts on. Now, you listen to the Journey Home Outreach Ministry, and we're just hanging out celebrating Jesus' birthday. We do have a chat room that if you want to come in and just relax and talk to other people, you can make a profile and be able to do that, or come in as a guest. With that, one of the people in the chat room said, "May everyone wake up tomorrow and feel the thrill of hope that Jesus Christ is born." And that is what he gives us. It's the hope in Christ that keeps us going and going and going like an energizer button. All right, everybody. You know, this party is not over yet. We have some more coming up. But I wanted to stop for just a minute and tell you that the ministry is trying to put on so many different programs. We're heard by a diverse amount of people from all around the world. Some of the people that we're in contact with actually do not live in countries where they can practice Christianity out in the open, and they do use our services in order to commune with other believers. So I'm asking you, if God so puts on your heart, because he loves a cheerful giver, if you will sow a seed into this ministry, you would truly be blessed. We charge absolutely nothing for any of our resources, and it's available to you whether you make a donation or not. But we are 501c3, and all donations are tax deductible. And so I encourage you to plant a seed into the ministry so we can keep coming up with programs that will help strengthen the spiritual life of our brothers and sisters, not only in America, but all around the world. All right, now we're going to be listening to the Spirit of Christmas with Catherine Kendricks, and here we go.
Christmas is the time of year. The one you love, sharing so much joy and care. What a wonderful evening, watching the one you love, having so much fun. I love you.
Catherine Kendricks and Roger Graham. Roger Graham made his way home, so he's looking down, smiling on us, but we want to thank him for the music that he left behind. If you want to contact Catherine, you can email the ministry at sisterpoochie@sisterpoochie.com. Spelled again, sisterpoochie@sisterpoochie.com. And we'll make sure we get the message over to her. Now, next up on the mic is a great treat. It's D.D. Praise. That's P-R-A-Z. And it stands for Dad and Daughter. And they're going to do Away in the Manger. Wonderful. Away in the Manger by D.D. Praise. That's P-R-A-Z. And also, they have an album for sale, and you can definitely check them out and reach them at www.facebook.com/D.D. Praise, P-R-A-Z. And if you are having trouble with that link, you can always go to the ministry's website, www.sisterpoochie.com. That's sisterpoochie.com. And there you will find a roster with all of the artists that have ever been on the show and their multiple contact information. Too many for me to repeat in between the songs. Okay, we are celebrating the birth of our Lord and Savior. And it just fills my heart with joy. It doesn't matter how I'm feeling. it doesn't matter how much money I have or if I was able to get gifts or even if I do get a gift, because the best gift that was given to me was Christ. And the best gift you can give to him is yourself. It's his birthday. It's not about us. It's about him. His birth, his life, his death, his resurrection, and his return. And I want those out there who are listening that have not accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, I invite you to try Jesus. If you tried a lot of things, try Jesus. Just try him and decide for yourself. And the ministry is here to help you with that spiritual walk. You can always contact us at spiritualcounseling@sisterfucci.com. And one of the counselors will be glad to go over anything with you, any questions, or just rejoice with you. We need to be able to talk to other believers. As I was saying earlier, this show is heard in places where they are not able to actually say they love Jesus loud and clear without being harmed. So anyone who can have the freedom of religion, you should be yelling Jesus' name every day. Jesus, I love you. Thank you. All right, thank you, and happy birthday. And we're going to move on because this is a birthday celebration. And next up is, Go Tell It on the Mountain by the Nutcracker Assembly. Okay, I messed up because this is not about Jolly Old St. Nick, and that's not a song I really wanted to put on. So that's why I stopped it right away, and not to to give any disrespect to the artist, but, you know, this is not about Santa Claus or anything else. This is about our Lord and Savior, and that's all we're going to honor on this day. So we're going to listen to Silent Night by Catherine Kendrick. All right, that was Silent Night by Catherine Kendrick. And if you want to contact her, you can contact her at the ministry email address at sisterfucci@sisterfucci.com. I know I spelled it over and over for you. And also, if you want to, I still challenge you to go to the ministry's website and choose one artist that you like and send them a kind note and let them know how you feel about their music. Kindness goes a long way. They're out here glorifying our God and glorifying our Christ, and it's wonderful. It just gives me chills. All right, next up on the mic is O Holy Night by the Holy Days Review. I'm sorry. Oh, I'm really. Oh, Come All Ye Faithful by the Cathedral Choir. I apologize. I'm talking about his birth. I'm not even. I forget to host the show. Okay. Oh, Come All Ye Faithful by Cathedral Choir is up next. Cathedral Choir, and again, you can reach them at www.drewcent.com. Oh, Come All You Faithful. Let's adore him. That's what we're supposed to be doing. We should be adoring and praising our Lord and Savior, not just during December, We're supposed to do it 365 days a year, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Okay, so that's what we should be doing, and that's what he expects from us. And, you know, if you keep your mind steadfast on him, he'll take care of all your cares and all your worries. He'll bring you joy and happiness. Christ has so much to offer you, that just so much besides his life. He said, I gave up my life so you may live. So try, if you haven't tried them, try them. If I'm talking to you and you have tried them, tell somebody else about them, okay? Next up on the mic is Hark the Herald Angels Sing by the Holy Day Review. To our Heavenly Father for giving up his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not die but have everlasting life. John 3:16. Everyone, I've had a wonderful time hosting this show and just dedicating most of December to our Lord and Savior Christ's birth. Of course, we are not going to be broadcasting on New Year's Day. The next time we will be broadcasting will be the 7th of January 2012. Can you believe it? And at that time, there's going to be a lot of changes, and I hope that you visit the ministry's website, www.sisterspoochie.com. We were going to have Bible study every Wednesday night between 7 and 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. It will be held on Blog Talk Radio, and the link will be there on their separate page. Also, Minister Kimberly Hovak will be doing her series of Christian life coaching. She will have her own page on the ministry as well. Y4C, Youth for Christ, will be coming back really strong next year as we do our part to help our young people realize the importance of knowing God. And there's a lot that they can teach us too. So it's an exchange between both of us, but giving our young people a format and a form to express their love for Jesus. Also, as you're at the website, if you want to join us on Twitter and Facebook, there's a link at the upper right-hand corner. so that you can join us there. There's also a place where you can either mail in or use a credit card or debit card, which is processed through PayPal, which is very secure, to give a love offering or donation. And I'm asking you this because a lot of people use the resources on the website, and we want to continue to have those platforms available for those, not necessarily in this country. There's people in other countries that listen to our message because they cannot find anyone in their land who loves Jesus. So they need to go on the internet and find that. And that is why God has blessed us with internet-only ministry, the Journey Home Outreach Ministry. So I ask you to please seed into us so we can bless others. I want everyone to have a very, very Merry Christmas. May the joy of Christ and the hope he brings abide in you not only tomorrow and tonight, but all through next year. If you don't have anything else, just have Jesus. Try him. And those who know him, tell someone about him. Let's spread the word. Let's be the modern day disciples. Everyone, peace and blessing from the Journey Home Outreach Ministry. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. We're going to see you at the first of 2012, and we're going to come back really strong. And we're going to roll out of here like we always roll out of here with How Great Thou Art by Society Hill Music. And you can reach them at facebook.com/Society Hill Music. And everybody, remain blessed. Hello.
Hey, God bless you, Sister Tracy. I'm excited to see the Lord in D.C.
Okay. How are you?
Doing well. Just wish you a very blessed and Merry Christmas. And thank God for you and your ministry.
Thank you. Thank you. And Merry Christmas to you and your family as well. Thank you for calling in. That always is a special place in my heart when you do that. So I wish your family a great time. Sounds like they're having a great time right now.
That's okay.
He says his love. He's working it out. You know, Jesus can work it out. So Jesus just working it out in him. But I thank you so much for calling me and wishing those blessings over the ministry. May your family have a blessed New Year and a blessed Christmas. And may the peace of God and Christ abide in you always.
Thank you. God bless.
Okay. Oh, God bless. Enjoy your day tomorrow.
Bye-bye.